Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show. I have some special guests with us tonight. When you get a chance, you're in the Florida area, make sure you go to Dinosaur Tire. Dinosaur Tire. You can reach Dinosaur Tire at the address as 4501 North Dixie Highway, Oakland Park, Florida, 3334. All right, that's 33334. Dinosaur Tire, anywhere from 13 to 33-inch tires. Dinosaur Tire. Also, to get a chance, go to steviehelps.me. Guys, we have a great show tonight. Very awesome show, and we have some special guests in us tonight. We have yours truly, co-host Ryan Yarbrough in the house. We heard you.
If you get a chance to see me here today, you see now I can mess back with you. You're live in effect. That's what you know. Yeah. Appreciate being on the show once again because we have some awesome guests.
Okay.
We have an awesome topic.
Okay.
Thank you once again.
Yeah. So I somehow ended up in Houston, Texas. So I'm live with some true Houstonians, awesome people. And also, too, next we have Shannon Murrell Holtz. That music you heard, guys. Shannon Murrell, what's in there?
Yeah. Hey, good people. I know y'all, looking fabulous and living life to the fullest.
Yeah. Shannon Murrell Holtz. And Shani, you can reach her on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. Shani is open for bookings. She's spectacular, guys. Check her out, Shani Murrell Holtz. See, like I said, she's open for bookings, and she's able to travel in and out the country.
Yes.
She's awesome. And also, too, we have another special guest. We have Claudia Audrey.
Claudia. Hi, buddy. Woo!
Yeah.
And I'm a hypnotist, and I help people get their minds straight relax and get their mind straight. That pretty much sums it.
And we all need that. Trust me, we all need that. So we're gonna get into the show today. The show, the topic today, we're talking about is it about being picky, and this is very, very interesting topic. We get a lot of hits on this actually about being picky. So, Ron, what do you think about? Is it okay for you to be picky?
Absolutely. First and foremost, if you're not picky, then what are you?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of people where I come from, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about our background a whole lot, but
right.
I'm from Chicago, just like you're from Louisiana,
that's
like
right.
You said every week, but from Chicago, if everybody gets along with everybody or if everybody agrees with everything, we know that's a problem. Okay.
Right.
Call that a yes man or a yes woman, because I want you to be picky, and I want you to be selective, you know, which is another name for being picky.
Okay.
But some people try to connotate the word picky with a negative connotation.
Okay.
But you just need to be picky,
or
you're gonna be catching everything. You're just like when we talk about playing football, because that's what we did together, right?
Right. Right.
Would you rather run all the routes on the route tree, or would you like, just give me that short route after you ran a few long routes, right?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
We have to be picky, and we have to be selective, or we'll be taking upon everything. And we've talked about that before. You cannot do everything. You can't have everything on your plate.
Well, what do you guys think about that?
Well, I think he has agreed. It's a great idea. I totally agree. And I think what people get confused about is they think that you're judging them.
Mm-hmm.
And judging has a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between judging and being discerning.
Mm-hmm.
When you're discerning, it's like, I see what is in front of me, and I see what is in front of me,
Right.
But I'm not going, and I'm going to make a choice as to what I'm going to do about it. Judging is just throwing a bunch of blame on things.
Right.
And that doesn't really help anybody because, you know, it's just blame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just putting a bunch of muck all over stuff.
Right, right.
What do you think?
How about you,
Sean? Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree with both of you because of the fact that I'm extremely picky. I'm even picky about my toothpaste.
I am extremely picky.
Oh, I'm with her on that. I'm with her on that. Okay, you cannot, if it's not Colgate, Comfy White, I'll go and find this at Walmart or a Target or somewhere.
Okay.
Go get my toothpaste.
Like that Colgate.
Oh, man.
Believe in it.
Hashtag Colgate.
There you go. With
the
thing.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Because the fact is, I know for myself, being picky, I've always been picky. But, you know, you have some people that have problems with a particular person sometimes being picky. Even like you said with sports, right? Growing up playing sports, I want to have my uniform a certain way.
Yes.
You know, I want to be – and then look, this, some guys just put the uniform on and just go out there and play. I can't do that. I can't do that. So, yes, I've been that way. And let me tell you a situation that happened with me. I was up in going through Phoenix. And – the same hotel, they know when I'm coming there around this time for golf. They know I'm coming. And this time, I came in the hotel, smiled and everything, nice, being nice, polite. But little did I know, they had something for me this time. So basically, I said, let me get my little room the way I want it. My king, they know I had my special, where I want my location, where I want my room at. And they kind of looked, one of the girls looked at me, she was like, well, you know, she said, Stevie, you're just being too picky. You know, we always have a problem with you. You're trying to be a certain way. I was like, excuse me? I said, let me tell you something. I'm going to be picky to the day I die.
Okay.
Now, you may not be picky, and you're the one that's your way.
This is my way.
Yeah, but how you can get mad at me because this is what I want.
Yeah.
So I just, you know what? I don't know what she was going through that day. Or I said, you know
right,
what?
Let's bless her for
that. Yeah, I said, you know what? I'm going to get my bag.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you make it.
Yeah, I'm going to let you make it. Got in the car, truck, rode the street, and got in the hotel. And they gave me what I wanted.
Yeah.
And now I don't see anything wrong with that, but for some reason, she wouldn't allow that to happen today. She just, I don't know. But some people, you have to be picky.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be picky in life because if you're not, we were talking earlier, was eating, you say sometimes you regret it to catch up with you.
Mm-hmm.
You start feeling guilty to yourself, like, why not? This is where I really want to be at. But now look at me now, just having to just go through this.
Mm-hmm.
It could fall in from clothing all the way down to relationships.
Absolutely.
Or previous relationships, you know, down the road. You know, you just never know it could have fallen in certain places. But I think for me, that's been a situation for me. I feel sometimes people look at you a little different by being picky, but I would say, your audience, don't ever start being picky.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
because there's somebody for everybody and there's something for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, if it's not for you,
mm-hmm.
that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It could be for somebody else.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But once again, like Claudia was talking about being judgmental, we were talking a little
mm-hmm.
earlier
mm-hmm.
about that.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to be judgmental for you knowing what you want, and how you want it,
right.
and why you want it, then therefore you can choose to be picky and leave them alone as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think sometimes when people, you know, this for me, when I'm working with people, I'm always looking at what's the subconscious driver for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure, the lady might have been having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that
yeah.
happens to all
yes.
of us,
yes.
you know, but
yes.
in that instance, her job is to be nice to the guests.
Right.
So
right.
I kind of take, you know, I don't think that was right. But when it comes to that judgment, it's like, where is that coming from? And I think a lot of times people have this idea that it's all about me. You know, it's like someone didn't say hello to you up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they didn't see you. Maybe
mm-hmm.
they were sick. Maybe they had to go to the bathroom real
right.
quick, you know.
Right, right.
I mean, they had other things going on. And it's not that they're deliberately trying to slight you or not say hello to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of some of us, I think, really can take that personally. And that comes from maybe the way we were raised, maybe our childhood experiences, you know. Who knows what that is? If you were, like, the youngest in the whole family and you always got, you know, you always had to fight. You're like, hey, pay attention to me. So when someone doesn't, it could be that, you know. And then I'll be, go ahead.
But like you said childhood experiences.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that could be settling. And not being picky can come from pairing.
That's the flip side. Yeah.
That's the flip side.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, we face a lot of people like that every day.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't trained. They weren't, when I say trained, sorry, not animals, but they weren't taught a certain way. Like, you got dogs like you're trained. But they weren't taught a certain way for as. For instance, just the way your hygiene, a certain way you want it, you know, that'd be another topic. A certain hygiene, like it was mandatory that you got up in the morning,
brush your teeth, wash your face.
That's mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you do. You don't you go straight to the bathroom. That's what you do,
mm-hmm.
because you never know you might get up and someone might knock at the door or it'd be an emergency. You want to go there looking crazy,
mm-hmm.
smelling bad.
You don't want to come in mama and daddy's face.
Either.
Because
they're going to get you. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So just a little instance of that is that that's the way I think all of us was raised a certain way of decency. But like you said, there are some people out there that you face and go through, male and females.
That's true.
Male and females. Okay.
So
you'd be like, man, what time are you on now? What time is it going on? Get yourself together. Yeah. You know, and
well,
we all been there.
Male and female. And it's just, you
right.
know, it's like, what did you miss?
Right.
What day did you miss?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
right. And like you said,
wash behind your ears. I could say something else. But
no. It's true. And a lot of it, I'll tell you this. I was taught certain things, since we're on this hygiene thing about being picky.
Mm-hmm.
I was going. But I honestly learned a lot from people, male and female, as I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Ryan, going to New York. People in New York move so much faster. Their hygiene overall, I think, is pretty good. But they move and they get quick. But they make sure to take certain things. And I learned a lot of things from that, you know, just being humble and learning,
mm-hmm.
but I'm glad I learned the basics. And that's very important because you don't want to run across that person, you know, you may do a relationship and be like, okay, wait a minute now. Hold on now. Wait now. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
Make
now.
That pick real quick.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Make a quick pick.
Right.
Not the lottery. Wait a minute. Make a quick pick on that.
I'm telling you.
No.
Yeah.
It's not cute.
Yeah.
No, not cute. Oh my gosh. I have a quick side story. There was a man that I worked with. He worked down the hall. And this man, I don't know if he was raised in some European way, when he would walk in the summers of El Paso, he'd walk in through the front door.
Yeah.
You smelled him all the way to the back. And he was one of these people who just loved on you. He had, like, the sweetest heart, and he wanted to hug you and just, you know, kiss you in this European manner. And you're just like, oh, my gosh.
And then it smells.
Oh, no, you're just like, please get off of me. He was the sweetest, kindest man.
Yeah.
So hygiene is a big deal.
That's a huge deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Steve, do you have good the word on? Yeah. On picky. I know we like to get a couple of words out there. Also.
Oh yeah. Maybe the phrase. From the good book.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking at. I'm having a problem with this.
What? No, it's going down.
Yeah, I had a problem with it again. It's shut down. Okay. It's still running. It's still good. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, no. I was waiting on you on your other topic that you were going to touch on.
Like Jeremiah or something like that.
Oh yeah, no, we'll get to that in a little bit. We're gonna say that for last right now. We'll say that for last.
Yeah.
But what have you been through, Shani, for that being picky? You want to cross in a situation for?
I had a thing with teeth. I'm just saying, when it comes down to
with teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
My best friend, he's off about me for being picky, but I'm like, God, you're picky as well. Like, you know, you like certain things. Everybody has their type of person they want to talk to. You have a type of clothes, you like to wear shoes.
Right.
You know how you want to look. So you know what you want to eat, you know what you're not going to eat.
Yeah. And you know what kind of mouth you
want to
catch.
Exactly.
It's not a
funky
mouth.
It's not. Like,
it's not
having it. Is it rude for me to ask? Because I asked this for it. I don't know if it's rude. I never asked for it. Because I didn't, you know, I didn't care what you want. But is it rude to ask somebody what type of toothpaste it is?
It's not.
All right.
I think you could kind of slide that in there. It's
like a team Android or team iPhone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh God.
But getting to what you said, I don't think it's rude. It's how the person receives it.
Absolutely.
See, because just like when you try to give somebody a mint or a piece of gum, they're like, "What's wrong with my breast?"
Yeah.
No,
I'm just trying
to help them.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't want that help. They think
I'm
it's okay.
I'm a giver. I don't want to open
they're
up.
They're comfortable.
Yeah, I don't want to open up a pack of mints.
I can't talk to you. You can't.
But like you say, like Paul, you were saying earlier, that can make a break relationship even just starting out from day one.
Oh,
you know, and
like I was saying, a quick kick pick.
So it don't matter what else going does doing that either. You're still thinking about because that right there is holding you from getting close.
Yes,
but
isn't it even worse?
Yeah,
even worse when they
turn.
Imagine what else
going on.
Yeah.
So the mouth is dangerous in a lot of ways.
Not being taken care of. That's true.
Exactly. Because I mean, to me, being picky is just knowing what you want.
Yeah.
And being secure in what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because me and you, our birthdays happen to be around each other, right?
Right.
And we hear stubborn all the time.
Right.
You're stubborn.
Right.
I know what I want and I know what I don't want.
Right.
And if I don't necessarily get what I want, I don't want all the other stuff. So
right.
I do without.
Right.
I'll do it out until I get what I want. And
sounds like you're not
going to
settle.
There you go.
Not
exactly.
Yeah.
Not in a bratty way or anything like that.
There you go.
I know what I want, and I know what I don't want.
But I think all of us in the karma aspect, we have in our minds, like, why I settle for that? Why I didn't have to settle?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it goes, you think about it.
Absolutely.
You think about it. It's like, man, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
I had to settle, and now you haven't lived through it. And then, but, you know, that's, at the end of the day, for your listeners, very much okay to be picky, period.
Yeah.
You must be picky.
Mm-hmm. Like what you touched on now, something be like buyer's remorse.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah.
Okay. Buyer, mm-hmm. Like you say, buyer's remorse, just not staying on the relationship side, but flipping over into another avenue. Buyer's remorse.
What? Check this out.
Uh-huh.
I had a classmate. She wrote. She said, "Yes, it's okay to be picky, as long as you're not being mean to someone or being ugly."
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's about courtesy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the packaging around your pickiness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to say, look, your breath stinks, and I think you're not. You're like, who knows what else is thinking about
but they,
you.
But they think
you
that's just, okay. They think,
you could just say, you know what? It was nice knowing you. Well, we'll chat online. I'll text you.
<What? Yeah.
laughs> We can be friends on, you know, your text message.
What?
So I have to smell your breath.
What? So you said that. So saying that, this young lady said, she said, yes, would rather be picky and alone than settle to be with the wrong person.
Ooh.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Before you look up, been with somebody 20 years,
exactly.
30 years, 40 years, right.
Mm-hmm.
Miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Or job-wise,
Let's go to the job. We're struggling with jobs. We have somebody in the room that we no,
that
no, we're going to be quiet. We're going to be quiet. We're going to get my throat. We're going to lie.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We can incorporate that to so many things. But with both young ladies said, long as you're not being evil or mean
right.
about the situation, but like I said, that depends on how a person receives it. Okay.
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
Very.
And then going back to like you say, upbringing too. It's like okay.
Super sensitive.
Once again, you where I come from. Once again, like I say, people say all the time, closed mouth don't get fed.
Mm-hmm.
That goes across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But hey, if you want some, you better ask for it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you need something, you better ask for
mm-hmm.
it. If you don't agree with something, you better speak your mind
mm-hmm.
because somebody can come up, you know, and just smack you in the head. Like I said before, all the
mm-hmm.
time you don't ever say anything about
mm-hmm.
it. It's like, okay, I think it's okay.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like, well, look, ever since day one, I haven't been appreciating
exactly.
certain things about you. But
right.
I'm like, okay, well, I would have said that. Day
right.
one, or at least day two, or
right.
day three,
right.
not day 303,
right.
you know, or
yeah,
day 300. You know, like,
so
that's
yeah.
leading someone off.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No
so
doubt.
Basically, what you're saying, you should be picky because if you don't be picky, you're basically living an uncomfortable life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard life that you're living by you not being picky.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't
mm-hmm.
have to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's go with food, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, something a little bit more neutral, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a food allergy, but you're the type of person who's like, oh, hey, let's go out to eat, and you're like, oh, you pick wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you've got a gluten allergy or a garlic allergy, and we all decide, hey, let's go have Italian.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can eat on the menu except some side salad, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there picking at something while everybody
yeah.
else is having all kinds of delicious food,
right?
Wow,
and all you had to say was, you know, was speak up,
yeah.
because
right.
we'd be just as happy at a Mediterranean place
mm-hmm.
or a sushi place or something else. It
mm-hmm.
didn't have to be Italian,
right.
but we didn't know because you didn't say anything,
right?
And
or KFC.
Or KFC. There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
I used to know somebody who just loved KFC.
For your listeners, that chicken would never quit. That chicken's always running.
Oh, no.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. But no, I think, too, with being picky, I think we have a generation of people that's afraid to be picky. And now we're talking about it, y'all, it hits on it, that be picky is a support of like standing up. You know, you stand up for yourself. No, this is what I want. This is what I like. And instead of just
mm-hmm.
something that you really, that you're regretting in the long run. So, yeah, picky
right.
is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. It was such instance, I was college, I was with this coach, I came out, he was always saying, you always want to be, you look different. You know, you look different than other players. We talked about that earlier. But I told him, I said, well, and I was, my junior year, I didn't say too much. You know, he's trying to get to your senior year.
Mm-hmm.
As my senior, I said, you know what, it's my last run of senior year. Either you going to play football afterwards, or this is it, you're going with your career in schooling, in college? So I said, you know what, I said, let me tell you, yeah, this is me. This is me. I'm going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be like everybody else.
Right.
This is where I want. This is where I want to be. Mm-hmm. And it goes to clothing, too. I mean, I have to – when you were – all right, I wore a big shoe. I wore a size 15. Now, there's certain times it's hard that I've had to go in. You go into a Nordstrom's, you go into a Nordstrom's Rack, you go to certain shops. You have to be lucky. Sometimes you're like, okay, y'all tripping. I need to come with some good shoes at my size. Right. And I'm not going in there with no 15 with no shoe, especially the running shoe looking all crazy, all wide, with a big heel on it. Had me out there looking at last place. I'm like, nah. No, I'll wait. I go get some Vans and put some Vans on until that shoe, I find the right shoe for my foot. And I see some guys, you see a lot of basketball players, they'll put on some shoes and just walk in those shoes, the style gone. You got a suit on, these slacks or whatever it is, but your style, you just hit your feet.
Yeah.
It's not, it's wrong. You're in last place.
No.
So for me, I just have to, it's the way you have a shoe to make it fit and on your foot and the way you wear it. Like I said, for me, that's just me. I have to be picky all the way through. You talk about toothpaste, certain toothpaste for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of things. I just have to, cocoa butter, cream, and that, to just keep in my body. I mean, I don't want to be picky. And for your audience, yes, it's very, very critical to keep that positive attitude of staying picky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing.
Well, nothing wrong.
But have you been to a situation where, someone have come across you and say, well, you're just too picky, or you think you're so... You know.
I've been told you think you're so.
Right.
And that's usually from someone that I'm having a disagreement with,
mm-hmm.
or who's really trying to manipulate me to think doing something that they want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I'm not going to be manipulated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to step back and say, why are you attacking me? Because I see that as an attack. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I want my hair a certain way, if I want a certain lotion, if I want a certain toothpaste,
mm-hmm.
if I want a certain person
mm-hmm.
to, you know, hang out with, whether it's a friend or a lover.
Mm-hmm.
I have a right to have my choice
mm-hmm.
and my preference, and
mm-hmm.
I have absolutely my right
mm-hmm.
to say no, thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you don't like that, that's not my problem, is it?
No.
I mean, I kind of come off that way, but in the moment, you know, you start having this little bit of like, well, why are you doing this? Well, you're just being, you need to look at it this way. Maybe
mm-hmm.
you misunderstand. I'm thinking, I don't misunderstand anything.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I want and what I don't want.
Right. Mhm. That's really good. That's really good. Like I said, I think for society, we forget about standing up and being picky. A lot of us just, okay, now there's certain times, now, if I'm traveling and you're really, really tired, you may not have Hilton properties or Marriott or Sheraton, whatever you've choice,
mm-hmm.
your choice would be. And if you're not, definitely not going to have no Ritz. So, with the food, you'll find no Ritz. You're not going to find no Ritz. You know, so.
Clean hotel room.
Right. So, now I'm looking at step two, or plan B. I'm looking at, okay, maybe a mom and pop hotel, okay, that may have a clean linen, you know, and have probably
mm-hmm.
a hardwood floor.
Good reviews. Yeah, that's important. There's some great bed and breakfasts that are just really nice.
Right.
That exists also.
Right. Now, if you drive, you're tired, like, okay, I'm going to sleep in this truck.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm tired, now to get a room. Now, come on, I just want something to show up. But you're like miles and miles away, like hours away, like, okay, another hour away, okay. Tired, let me see. Rest area, mom and pop. oh, your Motel 6. Then sometimes the Motel 6 may feel like that's the Ritz-Carlton or Sheraton. You know what I mean? He'll say, hey, he's tired. Yeah. As long as that hardwood floor is there, I see, I can see, clean linen, I'm going to bend down like a champ.
Yeah. Yeah.
And lay down comfortable. I mean, get comfortable up in there and go to sleep. That's a time, sometimes you have to mess it bend a little bit, but at the end of the day, next day, get back on track again. There's some things in life, but that doesn't.
That's
really,
a hotel room for a night.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the relationship for a night.
Yeah.
You know, not a 20, 30, 40, 50 year relationship.
Yes.
Either with another person, a job, a house, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But job wise,
mm-hmm.
and Ryan, you were talking about the job wise earlier,
mm-hmm.
being picky. You have a lot of people out there today that's miserable at their jobs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they're afraid now. They're so conditioned mentally.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Even
well, what I think about it is people have to do what they have to do
mm-hmm.
for the time being. For the time being, because as we were speaking a little earlier, as far as we're being picky, part of not necessarily being picky, but part of knowing what you want is always thinking about what you want. Write down what you want,
mm-hmm.
okay, goals,
mm-hmm.
a guide, a plan to what you want to do and how you want to do it. Now,
wait, say it again now. Goal, guide, and plan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Vision.
Okay.
Vision, yep.
So goal, guide, plan, vision.
All the synonyms that go with it. All
right.
The synonyms that go with it. But bottom line, once you have your focus, once you have your focus on what you want to do
mm-hmm.
and how you want to do it,
right.
if you're taking a job or if you're doing something that you know that you don't necessarily want to do, it's,
right.
it's all temporary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes down to it, but as long as you have a plan in the back of your mind, okay, I'm doing this job, I'm doing whatever the situation is for a certain amount of time,
mm-hmm.
then okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have to do what you have to do in order to get to where you want to get.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think you had a really good point there. Is you have to do what you have to do. So if you're in a job that you're not interested in or doesn't fulfill you in that way, you've got to have a vision of where you want to go, and then you can create a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You doing that job that's not your optimal dream job right now could be a stepping stone going to pay you long enough so that you can get to a place where you are doing what you want.
Right.
That's just part of the journey
mm-hmm.
of, you know, living your dream.
Right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
What do you think about the job situation, Shani?
Mm-hmm.
About being picky and just not just selling for a job, and that's what most of us do.
Yeah.
You know, when you're growing up, we were taught, especially back in the day, we were taught, get a job.
Yeah, go to work.
Go to work. Like, go to work. I'm working right now. I'm working right now trying to find a job.
And that's a fool.
Right,
time,
that's my working
bro.
Right now. I'm working right now. You know, I'm doing errands, chores around the house. I'm working.
Yeah.
But go get a job. Go to work. And, you know, so many people right now in society stuck from that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now they go to
yeah,
work.
Absolutely.
So what do you think about that? You think a lot of people out there are miserable with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been in a lot of situations where, me personally, where, you know, I look at it as a job, it's not my career, and that's what I have to go by. Like, this is, I'm just here for
temporary.
Yeah, I know I'm leaving.
Right.
So that thing and that energy starts to rub off. People be like, man, you got better look on your face. You leaving? Are you? You know.
Right.
But I really see that you have to do what you need to do in order for you to do what you want to do.
Right.
And so, you know, to find whatever it is that you want to do. And, you know, I just look at it like that. And I don't want to ever, I always tell myself not to keep complacent. Like, I'm
mm-hmm.
not a complacent person. Like, I move. I know I can go and get a regular job any day. But
mm-hmm.
I'm an artist, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I have to have that financial stability in order to fund my actual
mm-hmm.
career. And yeah, a lot of people out there, I have a lot of friends that are teaching, that, you know. Like, I have a friend right now, he's on The Voice this season. Right now, they just showed a few minutes ago. And he's a teacher in Houston, here in Houston. And, you know, he didn't leave, but he took a leave of absence.
to go and do The Voice. But
awesome.
Well,
that
is nice.
That
yeah.
is very awesome.
And he got four chan turnaround, you know, which is really major.
Okay.
And he picked John Legend as his coach. So a lot of different things happened. He knew that he could teach. Just like I know I could teach, but that's not what I love to do. That's not what he loves to do. Singing is what, you know, what it is. So that's why I tell people, you know, on trip, it all work out. It's a season.
Yeah, picky is a simple word, but can be very, very broad to a lot of people. You can't keep living your life just settling.
Yeah.
When you settle, it's gonna hinder you down your life. It's gonna definitely gonna cause problems, job wise, relationships, the way you look at things. And pickiness is like, for me, I have to have my particular things, what I'm doing through life. I have to have it a certain way. This is the way I am. Even cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Cleaning. Okay? Mm-hmm. Cleaning is major. And you have so many. And that goes back to, that goes to a lot.
Hygiene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, a countertop. My countertop, I'm going to have them stick on it.
Yeah.
I have to have my countertop. It's mandatory.
Clean.
Got to be clean.
Yeah.
And the thing is this, when you find someone or find people that you're dealing with, make sure, like you said earlier, make sure they're acceptable. They can accept you being picky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Your friends, your family. Okay? And that's a problem. A lot of people are having problems trying to find someone that can deal with their pickiness. It's not being pickiness, but in a sense it is, but they like, okay, I'm going to start picking up their positive habits.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's what you want to kind of clean yourself to. That someone's been picky, kind of pay attention to them before you start to react negative.
Mm-hmm.
Or start to put up your guard and like, no, I don't think that's the way. Just kind of pay attention, and you see, you maybe have a different outlook on it. That's them. That's that person. And again, they don't like the way that you're picky or they can't deal with it, and you feel like it's a problem. Get the highway. Sorry.
I also think that there needs to be some understanding when it comes to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in each other's stuff, there's absolutely no way you're going to agree on everything. That's just just like you were saying, you know, Chicago. It's like two people in the room, and you're not going to agree.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do all the time, someone's not speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
But so when you're sitting there with, you know, your preferences, and then you kind of, I think it's important to have a hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I really, really like Colgate. That's number one. But, you know, a non-sticky countertop, that might be number two.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like they leave the shoes, you know, at the front door, you know, off to the side. It's like not the best thing, but you got the Colgate, you know, and left on the counter.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that it's important to kind of have a ranking.
Right.
Because there's no one who's going to have, you've got, you know, we're all grown here, so we've got our preferences. We've got decades of preferences that we want this way or that way. Not everybody's going to be the same as us.
Yeah.
So I think that when it comes to relationship, you have to have a balance with and where, okay, this is what really bothers me, what I'm going to do, and this one, not settling, but I'm rounding up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard a wonderful talk one time that talked about how we're all looking for that perfect 100%, right?
Mm-hmm.
But most of us are more like 60%,
mm-hmm.
and it's our job to do the favor to round up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like you get 60% of my needs and preferences and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's just round you up to 10.
Right.
And you're hoping for the grace. But the other person doesn't say, you're not a perfect 10 for anybody either.
No, you're not.
Right. So
no, you're not.
Like,
say it again. Say it again now.
You're not a perfect 10 for everybody.
Yeah.
For anyone else, You know, yeah. it's we're all different. So yeah. How's the grace when you're in a relationship to
yeah.
just round up?
Yeah, you were the worst.
Just round up.
Yeah, worst thing in the world. I'm gonna say it really loud. You're somebody that parents. Some everyone's beautiful. Number one, okay. So
yes,
someone's
yes,
attracted
okay.
to someone, but however, you find someone that's supposedly model material, okay. But they open their mouth,
yeah.
and that 10 went to
a negative one.
Let me stop. We're gonna mess you up. Yeah, you stop.
You're
right, wait a minute, hold on. You'd be like, wait a minute, hold on for a minute.
I'll be right
and then, yeah, and then you're going to try to correct that person. Then all of a sudden they get upset with you.
Yeah.
But that things like that is happening to somebody right now. Now, that person wouldn't be like, okay, you know what? Thank you. When I was working for Ford, as a product specialist, mm-hmm. we had a rule. And I came with this rule. I told girls, I said, listen, we all had like little mirrors in our. The girls had, of course, their mirrors. I had the guys had mirrors in their sports jacket. So, and So you always every now and then you look at yourself, make sure
mm-hmm.
your nose, everything's clean.
You don't have anything in your mouth
and everything. You're talking to people,
yeah.
and always too mandatory. You keep mint in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That was the rule we had with Ford, and that was what Mercedes. That was the rule we had. And sometimes you walk around and you look girls. And guys, and it was more girls working, so less guys. We have girls, and you'd be like, you know what? You need to go ahead and, yeah.
Touch up.
Yeah, go ahead. And they'd be like, what,
go.
Really?
Miss
they'd be like, really? Let me get some. Yeah, yeah, I need some now.
Yeah, we all get some.
Yeah, a fish dinner.
Hey, these are really.
Yeah.
Right, you got to have me after that.
Uh-huh. No, the salmon. No, yeah, well, that salmon done. Okay.
Well done.
Fish crust. Right? We all have for dinner here.
Yeah. So that's the thing about the pickiness. I mean, the best thing is when you have family and friends that can agree, and as a team,
yeah.
to work together. When someone's being picky, like, okay, they've been picking a positive way. I see what you're talking about. Yeah, I need to straighten up. And that's what we did with the show. We worked that way. And there were some guys, like I said, most of the girls, they come out and they were, to most people they say are 10s, are, you know, but you're not going to always, everyone has faults, and faults can run during the day. Not paying attention to yourself, but can you see yourself sometimes? There's not a mirror around, but we help each other.
Yeah.
It's no different than we're in life today. We helped each other. Well,
yeah.
We're great.
Yeah.
We did. It was like, listen, wait a minute, your mom, you know, come on now. Come on. Tell me that my mom is outstanding in the wrong way. Let me have my feelings.
Yeah. Bathroom and I
right.
I'm going to be mad.
Right.
In your face for about 5 minutes.
But you know what's
coming?
Right.
Finish
right.
Yeah.
And I've seen, especially, we're coming to Houston right now, but in Florida, I've seen places you might go somewhere, you might have like some condoms, some on your side. And literally people talk, tell me anything. I'm like, I find that in Florida. I find other places I live. But they're not even telling me, like, what? You're not telling me? I have some on my face? What's your problem? I think this to me is like offensive.
Or like, you know, the toilet paper on your shoe or something like that.
I saw quite a few people coming out the bathroom. Like, wait a minute.
Like, you need to. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
I mean, nobody wants that. And people appreciate it than having them walk all over the place.
That's true.
I have a great habit of looking down before I leave out the restroom.
Thank you, sir. You see somebody celebrate
yourself. Yeah, it happened to me one time.
That's all you
need. But I've seen people like that, like a lot of people like that, and I feel bad. Well, some people I did. I'm like, hey, look down. Because some people I was like, man, that's just and that's up.
Well, the thing is, like you said, think about what I said. We had a team, and we came with a plan. we walk on this floor and talk to thousands of people a day, and we're talking about, and, you know, they dress us up in really nice clothing, you know, Hugo Boss suits, and the girls, they had their fancy clothes. Hugo Boss, also, I think it was, not Hugo Boss, but they had, I forgot who they were with, but we want to make sure that we represent that company, the agency was working with, and make sure that I'm not going to leave you hanging, mm-hmm. and don't leave me hanging. And that's what it's about. And that's still today, they're still using that through life and teaching their kids and their friends around them. Mm-hmm. And that's important.
Right.
Very important.
Teamwork.
It's a teamwork.
It's just teamwork.
It's a team. Mm-hmm. It's a team.
I think a lot of people forget about that.
Yes.
Like, we're all just trying to get along and do this thing called life.
Right.
And
right.
we don't need to be tripping each other
mm-hmm.
up. You know, you can trip by yourself. Like,
that's right.
just help each other up.
That's right.
I think that's the kinder thing to
that's
do. Because
right.
at some point, you're going to trip and fall. You're going to
mm-hmm.
be the one with the, you know, toilet paper on
mm-hmm.
your shoe.
Exactly.
And you
mm-hmm.
would appreciate it if
somebody
told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or whatever that is for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give it to me straight, no chaser.
So you have a while ago with a couple of points. You said, he said something.
Vision.
So, vision.
A plan. Goals. We can do this.
Goals.
There's a plan.
Well, I mean, for people who don't necessarily know, my background, besides ball, is financial planning. Finances
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was raised, once again, I was raised up in, my dad been in finances for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that drill in me.
Mm-hmm.
Want some? Write it down. This is how you go about it. That's how you go about it. Okay. Whatever the case may be. So now, and it's been going on since day one. We
mm-hmm.
just have different names.
Mm-hmm.
For certain things, but if you want to become successful, whatever your success level is, whatever it may be, but more so just be able to walk in a straight line,
mm-hmm.
make a left, be able to make a right,
mm-hmm.
You need to have some type of guidance. Now, me and you, our guidance in ball was a coach,
mm-hmm.
okay? Our coach stayed on our tail,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But now in life, even the most successful people, once again, will tell you they still have life coach,
mm-hmm.
success coach,
yeah.
singing coach,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, because if not, we'll be walking around aimlessly.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have, so therefore, in the meantime, if we don't have this particular coach, that particular coach,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it may be, and we are self-taught or we're self-disciplined in certain areas, we have to continue to write down what we want, how we want it, when we want it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Therefore, it'll come, you know, it'll come back to us
mm-hmm.
in that particular manner.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, hey, I don't care. Okay. Somebody drops something on your doorstep, you're like, wait, I didn't want that. You said you didn't care.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped that
mm-hmm.
on there. Or a waitress or a waiter come
mm-hmm.
to you. Whatever, like, you know, me personally,
mm-hmm.
I don't eat meat, I eat seafood,
mm-hmm.
okay? I don't know, whatever's good. They come bring me a 10-pound steak
yeah.
or 5 pork chops.
Right.
I don't even eat well.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so I didn't give them my guidelines. I didn't give them my map.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give them my plan
mm-hmm.
to how I want to eat. Because
mm-hmm.
to them, that's what everybody in the restaurant is coming to get. So therefore, I assume you said whatever, so
right.
that's what you want. But
got the hot specialty.
Yeah, the hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me. But yeah, you have to have vision, because it comes from within first.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to sit down. And people, you know, people used to laugh,
mm-hmm.
or some people still do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk, I tell people you have to talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
talk to ourselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want, inward or outwardly.
Right.
It's like, I'm not laughing at nobody if they're talking out loud or saying stuff out loud. You know,
right.
well, select right. And process their life.
Yeah.
Right.
So it comes from within first, you know. Then it comes out, you know, your plan. And then, you know, you walk along, you follow that plan. And if you keep, you know, just like anything, once again, they say 21 days, do something 21 days mm-hmm. straight. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah,
I mean, a habit. And then you do it 90 days straight. It's a lifestyle.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
Then,
right.
You know, me and you, sometimes we catch on to things quicker than the next person. But some other things we don't catch on to
right.
as quickly. So guess what? Our
right.
21 days, this a habit.
Right.
Might be 90 days.
Right.
To become
right.
a habit.
Right.
It might take 180 days to become a lifestyle.
That's right.
So can't put numbers and everything you know, on the situation, but we definitely have to have our own guideline because my guideline is different than yours. My guideline, my map is different. Everybody in the room or the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because once again, going back to my financial background
mm-hmm.
and my father, that's the first thing he said. I'd be like, such, I'm like, Byron got the new Jordans. Your name ain't Byron.
Right.
Right.
Like, ah, here you go. Then
right.
you go again with that.
Right.
But it's true.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah.
Walk your path.
Mm-hmm.
And still doing that, you know, pick your choice.
Right.
What we're talking about tonight, being picky. Mm-hmm. Pick your choice on how you want to live your life. Therefore, you'll be able to put it on cruise control
mm-hmm.
a little bit versus trying to follow some map quests, which things of that nature. You're like, hey, hold up, you told me
no,
to make a left,
right.
I made a left, now you're telling me to make a
right.
left.
Right.
Go
so,
in a circle.
Yeah.
Or go back to the old map. You
yeah.
have to use your fingers and kind of pull it. I'm to my age right now.
Right.
Let me be quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm too old. Wait. To my age. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Those are some of the points that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That I was talking about for the simple fact that you have to put yourself and have to be self-disciplined, put yourself on your own picky
mm-hmm.
regimen.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you want to say about the pickiness to our audience?
Yeah, my dad has always taught me, instilled in me, get what you want, take for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember anything else, I remember that.
Right.
Get what you want, that car.
Right.
You get it, make sure people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Feel
like right. Right. And that pay don't mean necessarily financial either.
True.
Yeah, pay means, yeah.
Hard work.
Yeah, hard work, what you want.
If you want to be the best in something, then you have to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hard work.
So, you guys like to say anything?
The last thing is stay picky.
Stay picky.
Stay picky. Know what you want and don't be afraid to ask for it. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't have your voice or you're wrong for whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Stay true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Like Teddy P. Once again, like I said, Teddy Pendergrass say you can't have from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
So be true to self.
That's true. And like I say, you know, we all born with special gifts. And those gifts kind of follow along with are different. Okay? Those are different gifts. And again, like you said, you guys say stay picky. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show with the one and only yours truly, Ryan Yarbrough. And I'm not smooth right now. Rough, tired, traveling, all way in last place. Hey, I'm right behind the truck. The truck driving me. And then we have, of course, Sean Rorell.
Hey.
Yeah, Sean Rorell. Thanks for coming in. It's so good to see you. And
good to see you too.
Yeah, awesome. And Claudia Audrey, we're going to have to work on this. Especially into what's up again, specialize in.
And, so I specialize in hypnosis.
Right.
And hypnosis is a way of getting yourself to be seeing your vision and following your plan. So that 21 days stays at 21 days.
Awesome.
And you start doing that. Everything that is holding you back from letting that happen, we can work on it. with his show. Awesome. One other quick thing.
And you know how to reach you.
Oh, yes. You can reach me through my website, which is www.claudiaautry.com, which is claudiaautry.com.
Claudia Autry.
Yes. And one quick thing. I have an amazing event that's coming up at the end of the month.
Okay.
March 30th on Saturday. It's about women empowerment. Another Claudia. We have Las Claudias.
Okay.
Claudia Squared. And we are setting up this event called You Are Enough. And this one's going to be about women's sexuality. So, sorry, guys. Not for you.
Sorry.
But we're going to have some sex times. And
oh,
some awesome,
oh,
safe, and sexy stuff.
Okay.
Like I said,
Shani,
not quite for men, but
okay,
it's about women empowerment.
Shani, what you got?
Yeah, y'all can follow me on all social media. All social media, Shani Moran, S-H-O-N-N-R-E-M-U-R-E-L-L.
Okay.
I-G, it's all that.
Shani Moran.
And for you guys, we're in Houston, Texas right now live, so all the events and the hosting, et cetera, is here in Texas. And again, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And until the next week, I'll be posting another show probably in the next couple of days this weekend. Again, thank you for joining Ryan Yarbrough, co-host, Claudia Autry, Sean Morrell, and Stevie Anderson. You guys have a great night.
In the park on a Saturday by